Ipogeo di Crispia Salvia, the hypogeum of Crispia Salvia. In Roman times, the city of Marsala became an important commercial centre and was raised to the status of capital city of the western provinces. Below the city, we can still see the traces of its magnificent past. The so-called hypogeum of Crispia Salvia from the 2nd century BC was found by chance during construction works for a modern building near the site of the Punic necropolis and is a real archaeology lover's gem. The term hypogeum is used to describe underground spaces used as sepulchres. Access is through a dromos, a corridor consisting of 10 steps carved out of the rock, leading to an area 3 meters below surface level. The entrance is stunning, and the excellent state of conservation of this small trapezoid chamber, measuring 5 meters by 5, and the lively polychrome figures are particularly striking. There are 6 burial spaces in the chamber. The first ones you come across immediately to your right and left as you walk down into the chamber are more lightly decorated and called arco solia. In these, the lower part of the niche is carved out of the rock and contains the burial tomb, while the lunette under the surmounting arch is used for the decorations. The other 4 tombs are classical in design but with remarkable images. The first one to the right portrays some men walking up to a woman playing the flute. On the opposite wall are scenes from a banquet held around a tripod table with a chalice on top. The images of winged creatures, floral motifs, peacocks, and garlands are all typically associated with Roman funeral iconography of the journey of the dead to the Elysian fields. A clay epigraph attests to the fact that the hypogeum was dedicated by Julius Demetrius to his wife, Crispia Salvia, who died aged 45 after 15 years of living with her husband, who describes her as uxori dolcissimae.